We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, guys? Welcome into another edition of Bogey Free. I'm your host, Matt Jones. You can find me on Twitter at MattJonesTFR, and I am being joined tonight, as always, by the one and only Evan Chaney. You can find him on Twitter at eChaney69. What's up, man?
Nothing much. I'm disappointed Bryson didn't win the Masters, I mean, only because I'm always Team Bryson.
Yeah, he... Yeah. I don't know what the deal is there. Just Augusta seems to not be his shtick.
How many tournaments has he had there? I mean, it's not an incredibly large sample, but like,
no, I just mean in terms of like, you know, we kind of all thought that he was going to, you know, sort of reinvent how you play at Augusta, and he did not. He very much
did
what everybody like kind of expects you to do when you don't play well.
Yeah. So you know what? It's, I don't know.
Yeah. But God bless Bet Online for hanging a 404.5 longest drive line. I don't know what happened there. I don't know why they thought that was a reasonable line. And it was plus 100 for the under. I don't know if there was like a gas leak in Bet Online headquarters. I don't know if there were like fumes involved.
Maybe it was one of those. I'm gonna say it's one of those free money deals, right?
But they didn't like. They didn't advertise it as like a promo or anything. It was just like a really stupid line. And I shared it in the Bet the Prop Slack and I tweeted it out. And I think within 10 minutes, they had pulled it and they just never put it back up. They didn't even reline it. They didn't suck the juice out. Like they did nothing. They were just like, oh fuck, we got beat on this one. Let's move on.
It's always going to take your L though, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to take the L.
All right, I'm going to hop in this draft. We're waiting on one more person to fill it. I would share the link, but I'm by the time I do it, it's going to be gone. Let's see. So I feel like people just sit and wait for it to get to 5 of 6 and then they. Yep. There you go.
Yeah. Those types of people.
I couldn't even click on Twitter and share the link in time. So apologies. I know we had a couple of listeners in last week's draft, which we cashed in. So that was nice.
That is good.
So we're three this week. We're a little different. Okay.
Well, that's actually good for a snake. I mean, we're in the middle. That's fine.
Yeah.
So as far as targets are concerned, I mean, I think most people, like, the chalk has it down, right? I think the chalk is, right? Because Siwoo, I think Siwoo's my favorite golfer of the week.
Wow.
In all honesty.
I think we can wait on him a little bit.
We can. I'm just saying, he's my favorite golfer of the week. His price is way too low.
Yeah.
Especially, like, his numbers at Pete Dye courses, and that's a split that we definitely want to focus on this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. What's happening here?
It's just that's not good.
No, it's not great at all.
That's not good at all. All right, we're on the clock. We got 27 seconds.
Okay, DJ. So DJ?
I mean, I don't.
Why did Chris Kirk go second?
It's these bots. Chris Kirk.
What?
What?
What even?
Amazing.
What bot? Like.
That's amazing. Chris Kirk went second overall.
All right.
Meadow Wim is his name. I want to talk to that guy.
I'm really excited to see the rest of his picks or her picks, to be honest.
That's going to be very interesting.
All right. This draft is cooking. Wow. These are like all auto drafts. All right. So when Kirk, DJ, then Morikawa, Zalatoris, Cantlay, Berger, Connors have gone in between us. So we're
If we can get Paul Casey.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Casey, yeah. You like Casey over answer?
Yeah. Yeah, I prefer Casey.
Okay. I'm good with that. I think that's fine. Because I'm sure Bet to Win is going to pick KJ Choi or some shit right now. So it's fine. Brandon Grace. This has to be like some sort of collusion, no?
That has to be. I don't. What even is that? Brandon Grace.
All right, let's see what this answer went. Harman, I would have liked to draft.
He went CT Pan.
So you want to go Hatton or Sungjae?
I'd rather Hatton.
Okay.
It's kind of a gut feel.
Yeah, that's an emotional hedge for me because he didn't make my list of top seven wins from my sim, and the people were triggered yesterday. So,
dude, the people were so triggered yesterday by some of that list. I saw the comments. It was not pretty.
It's so great. It's so much fun doing that because I specifically cut it off because Morikawa and Hatton were right under there in the top 10. And I was just like, let's see how many people I can get on the line here.
Yeah. What about our, what is it? What was it? What were we talking about today? The non-surgical butt lift.
Hey, I mean, if we keep winning these snake drafts, we're going to be able to afford it without the Groupon, to be totally frank.
That's such a weird email.
All right, hold on. Let me. So we got Fitzpatrick, English, Hoffman, Kuchar, and Garcia went since our pick here.
I guess Siwoo was already off the board, right? I don't see him. He definitely can't. No. Really?
You want him?
Yeah, I want him.
There we go. Easy game.
Siwoo might win this tournament.
Winning this tournament? Bet to Win.
Well, actually, you know what? Golf is a crazy game, man.
And Trainer. Martin Trainer. This is crazy. They have to. There has to be two people that know each other in this draft. Has to be. Is there any other explanation?
No.
And then he just went Bryson Nimmer.
That's. You know what? God bless. God bless. Fleetwood.
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go.
You read my mind. Fleetwood. Yeah. I mean, I know this draft is not very representative of what's possible because there's a team that's not drafting. Like it's a five team draft. None of those guys that he picked would ever go in a six man draft. Like,
are any of those guys making the cut?
I mean,
in all honesty. I maybe
yeah literally maybe Trainer Trainer and Nimmer haven't gone in any drafts yet. They don't even qualify for ADP right now.
So that this is the first draft they've been picked in this week.
All right. So after we picked Kisner, who I also liked, but I think I prefer Fleetwood. Nah, same deal. Streelman and then Poulter went. Now Billy Horschel just went. Then Shane Lowry, and we are up. I feel like we need like either like Munoz Cam or Davis. Yeah. Davis, like you think? Davis.
Yeah.
Look at us. Just muy simpatico.
Yeah. I think this is the most we've agreed on anything.
Yeah, this was like
Dylan Fratelli. kind of
difficult. As far as like agreeing with you. Okay, so Fratelli, I guess, in theory, is like, I mean, it's better than picking Nimmer, right?
Fratelli's actually, he's actually gained the 26th most strokes on Pete Dye courses in this field.
Say that again.
Dylan Fratelli,
yeah,
has gained the 26th most strokes on Pete Dye courses in this field.
Like all together?
Yeah.
Huh. Is that like a Josh Culp thing?
No, well, it's just a Fantasy National thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Because I just typed his name into the search and I just saw 26 in the ranking.
Interesting.
So.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's fine. If we can switch our caps over to you know, more DFS salary type stuff. Those drafts go by so quick, by the way. Like, I always think that the 6-man draft is going to take, like, I don't know, like 15 minutes, and that was like 4.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's like,
I don't know if it's high. I would love for people to let us know, like, if that's even followable. If you're not watching the stream, like I know a lot of people end up watching the stream instead of the podcast, like, you know, the audio. I wonder how people feel about that. So if it's annoying, we'll stop doing it. But I kind of like it.
I like it too, but I can see the difficulty in an audio format. We're kind of just screaming, not screaming. We're just kind of like,
This would be cool. Why don't we go through and recap the 6 teams, and we can talk about the guys that stick out.
Let's talk about it. I mean, do you want to talk about Beto Wims?
Let's start there.
Let's start there. I just want to get that.
Okay. So 4 of 6 people were drafted in 12 team leagues. Only 2 of the 6 would have been drafted in any other 6-man league. So that's not a great start. I can't fathom a reason other than they knew somebody in the draft and they threw it. Like, why would you didn't even lie. Yeah. Like you could do that and make shitty teams like very easily. You could go into like this range that we're
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Showing on the screen now, like in the 30s for like your second, third, and fourth pick, and pick, you know, purposefully bad golfers in those ranges to start. but like just blatantly picking Martin Trainer, like it's come on, guy.
Yeah, I don't get that. So we could talk about MGombra 76. Let's say that. And it's a good team, right? He obviously.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Zalatoris is going to come into this one like scorching hot. No doubt about it.
Right. He's 9,700. Going to be very, very popular. I would gather.
Well, his one other tournament, when he played at the Players, I mean, he gained strokes off the tee 3 of the 4 days, which is going to be important. And gaining strokes off the tee here is going to mean driving accuracy.
Right.
And we saw him do that last week. So, like, obviously he's not a bad play. Corey Connors
playing well.
Yeah.
Striking it. Not a distance guy. Makes sense.
The ball striking is hot on him. That sounded sexual.
He's got some hot balls. Striking.
He does.
Striking ability.
His price also isn't terrible this week.
Yeah. See, now, so the rest of the team is English, Garcia, Na, and Horschel. And that feels very like that could go very, very well. But I also see a lot of avenues where it just goes completely off the rails. Like if Garcia actually gives a shit, if Na's back is tight or he dumps one in the water and wants to withdraw again. And Horschel is literally a walking GPP. Like you never know which guy is going to show up with Horschel. And I don't really love him. I'm not really that high on him right now. Anyway, so.
Yeah. And
pretty good team though.
Yeah. It's good. My only concern is Kevin Na. It's like his driving performances at these Pete Dye courses have been extremely inconsistent. Like when he's on, he's really on. Right.
Yeah.
But if the tee game is off this week, it's like game over.
Yeah. He's 8,100 this week. And just kind of falls in like, I don't know, in my mind, he just kind of falls in like a no man's land. Like I always click through and just make a bunch of lineups that I'm not necessarily going to play, just like looking around to see what fits. And I don't even think I necessarily realized that Kevin Na was in the field this week. Because I want to get to Siwoo. I would rather go up a little bit to English, or go to Fleetwood. Like I don't really find myself landing in the Na, Horschel, Westwood, part of the price range. So that's fine. Whatever. Decent team. I'm sure they'll do wonderfully for you there, MGombra. Then we have Morikawa, Smith, Fitzpatrick, Henley, Kisner, and Lowry. Yeah, I think I definitely like this team better than any of the other ones that we've gone through so far.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about Henley.
I know some people were on him as an outright, but I almost knocked over my guitar. Sorry. I know some people were on him as an outright. I don't know that you necessarily maybe had to pick him there, but I like Kisner obviously has a great fit. Lowry's game will definitely play here. Fitzpatrick, same deal. Smith can get you birdies. Morikawa could easily win. So I think top to bottom, that's a strong team. Then we have Cantlay, Berger, Hoffman, Kuchar, Streelman, and Poulter. I think it's like the top three I really like and the bottom three I could really do without.
I don't know. Kuchar did well last year here, for whatever that's worth. I mean, after the first round, he did pretty well. Charlie Hoffman, I really like actually the Charlie Hoffman pick because he, like, obviously like, he's not going to win, but I think he's good for a top 25. You know, in the, I don't know, in my mind, like he's good for a top 25 and 7,800. That pays off his tag, especially in a tournament.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm curious to see what his ownership comes in at, but yeah, I agree. And obviously the top two.
Yeah, Berger and Cantlay, like, yeah.
I'm not terribly concerned about Cantlay last week. Like, no. the people that are, like, going crazy being like, oh my god, I can't believe, did you update your model, blah, blah, blah. Because of two rounds, like, if you're looking at any of this stuff, like, how much are you waiting the last two rounds? Like, at what percentage of your prediction is based on the last two rounds that a guy's played? And if it's a lot, then you need to reevaluate some things.
Well, the thing is, too, I mean, if you're talking the last two rounds of the Masters versus the last two rounds at any other tournament, like, people are going to weigh that a lot more just because that's probably the little bit of golf that they've actually paid attention to all year and the golf they're going to pay attention to.
Yeah. So, yeah, look, I mean, yeah.
That's how the casuals are going to think about it.
He had a bad first round and he shot a 73 in the second round, Cantlay. Like, it's not like he went out and shot, like, you know, like Larry Mize and was like 84 or 83 or whatever. Like he played fine on Tuesday. It was just, he didn't have a good day on I'm saying Tuesday, like the second day of this round.
Yeah,
he played fine on Friday. He had a bad Thursday and it happens. Yeah. Like if you're going to do that, then you have to also be like, oh, well you can't play Dustin Johnson cause he missed the cut. Also, he had two bad rounds, so he can't be in your lineup either.
Yeah, we can't play the number one player in the world anymore.
No, the last two rounds are way more important than the body of work.
Absolutely.
All right, okay, so
this is a different lineup? Yeah.
Yeah, this is the last one, I think.
Okay. So obviously Webb, great. Can't say anything bad about that. Answer, yep. Good. Harmon, good. Sungjae, pretty good. I'm not going to say anything. McIntyre, I don't know. How do you feel about that?
I think he's obviously playing really well right now. I wonder, just from like a real life perspective, I wonder, like, he's got to be kind of drained, right? Like he's played a ton of golf. He did well at the match play. And you know, then just played in the Masters as well. So I don't know that I'm really like prioritizing him in DFS. As far as Harmon goes, I think in this format, in the snake drafts, I think I would be drafting Harmon. You know, not like not targeting him and reaching for him, but I would definitely be playing him here. I don't think I'm going to have any Harmon in DFS this week. I think he's going to be way too chalky. I would much rather pivot. Again, like, you have Fleetwood right there, you have Answer, you have Sungjae, you have Fitzpatrick, you have Casey, all within $500. And then if you go down, you could go down to English. You could go even further down to Siwoo. Like, I just, for the ownership that Harmon's going to carry, I can't get there in DFS. In the snake draft, yeah. I think it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, snake draft for sure, it's a good pick. If the ownership's going to get high on him,
I have him as the most owned golfer right now. I think it'll probably flip back to Webb as I update things, but right now I have him as the chalkiest golfer in the field. So that would be concerning for an 8,700 golfer.
I was going to say Chalk Webb Simpson also never goes well.
No, that has been known to turn on people.
Which is why we go Siwoo.
Well, obviously. Yeah, you gotta do it.
When was the last time he played? Because I remember he hasn't played here in a little bit, has he?
Siwoo?
Yeah. No, he played here last year. Missed the cut. And then in 2019, he missed the cut.
Oh, no.
But then he did really well in 2018.
No, can't play him. Missed the cut twice. He obviously doesn't know how to play it here anymore.
No, I mean, he's one of the best golfers on these Pete Dye courses. So it's like, and it's the putting. It's the putting every time, right? So it's like, you just have to hope and pray he's got a good putter on him.
Which, yeah, or if he breaks it.
He's actually been putting well lately.
Yeah, even with the three wood on Saturday. Or what was that? Was that Friday or Saturday? I can't remember now.
It was Friday. I wish they tracked strokes gained at the Masters. Cause they don't like track the strokes gained putting or whatever.
Well, Nelson did his like approximation of everything, Nelson Adcock on Twitter of Cut Sweats fame. If anybody listening isn't familiar, but yeah, he did some strokes gained stuff with, I guess, like the play by play that he pulled, and it was on Rick's site during the week. I don't know if they still have it up there, but yeah. That was something special. And then everybody being like, well, why can't he just get a new putter? Why doesn't he have why doesn't he have a second putter? That was my favorite. Like, when I was scrolling through Twitter, I just wanted to boop everybody on the nose that was asking why he doesn't have a second putter. It's like, cause you can only carry 14 clubs. And why the fuck would you carry an extra putter out of those 14 clubs?
Cause obviously you don't need the other clubs. Like, you could just toss away the freaking 8-iron or something.
I'll bring 4 putters in my bag next time. I need a blade. I need a mallet. Just unreal. It was so funny. But that's the best part of you know, like these majors where people who aren't like totally into and following golf are watching and like just asking stupid questions. Like I'm sure I've tweeted out dumb questions about things that, you know, sports that I don't really follow that closely too. Like we're all guilty of it for one reason or another, but it was just funny. I was like, why would he have 2 putters? Like nobody would ever do that. People don't even carry 2 of the same club. Like Phil carried 2 drivers and that was like, oh my God, what's happening? And like, no, you're never not going to carry 2 putters. Sorry guys. All right, let's talk bets.
Yes, let's talk bets. You go first. I just got to pull up my stuff.
So as far as outrights go, I think it's an interesting week. It's definitely a much different week than we saw than we saw last week for obvious reasons. But the board is totally different, right? Like we had, when we have three guys like under plus 1200, and then like we saw down the board, like these huge, huge discrepancies as far as outright prices go. And even like the derivatives, like the top 5, 10s and 20s. I think as far as wins go, everybody's sort of trying to chase like the Cody Ara from a couple of years ago and those types of things. And I would love for somebody to explain to me what in particular about this course would like make it so that you could like expect a first time winner or like a real long shot. Like, I don't get the machination there of like, I don't know. Can you think of a reason?
People want to bet long shot.
Well, but people want to bet long shots every week. But it's like people tell themselves this story because like there's been three first time winners in the last 5 years or whatever it is, and it's like, well, like really, why would that necessarily happen? And the main reason is because most years this is a shitty field because it's right after the Masters and shitty golfers don't win tournaments, and sometimes when there's only shitty golfers, one of them has to win. So that's the reason in my head. It's not like it's not some birdie fest where they're getting down to like 20, 25 under, and like the variance is such that it allows these other long shots to win. Like it's just usually a shitty field, and it's been historically that way until recently. Like last year, this was one of the first events back from the restart. So a lot of people played it, and it seems like a lot of people like the course because there's a strong field again this year, which is pretty rare for the week after a major. So, I think my typical, you know, build of my card, whatever you want to call it, is usually to avoid like the 1200 plus 1200 plus 1400 type guys, and sort of take a bunch of stabs in like the 30s, 40s, and 50s. in that case, I think this week is an interesting week for Cam Smith. I think that answer is certainly interesting there as well. I would have liked to see Zalatoris a little bit higher, but obviously that's just never going to happen again. I don't know, maybe even Connors at 3,500, I think is a fair price. There's a little bit of value there. And then as you keep going, like you're always going to see like the, nobody respects Kevin Streelman. Like he's probably not going to win, but the numbers are just way too high on Streelman, at least according to my numbers. And then if you want the real bomb, like Doug Gim is the bomb at, what is he, 140-1 at Bet365 right now. So that would be my like deep first time winner RBC narrative guy.
Yeah. I Siwoo. I don't know, man. I'm just so addicted to Siwoo this week. Where is he at? I think he's like 50-1 some places.
I don't know if there's any 50s around anymore. There's definitely 40s.
Yeah, that was probably an opening line I saw. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. Even at 40-1, I'd play him. Yeah. I don't know. I keep saying he has a chance to win this week. I think he's like a top five golfer this week in this field, right? So as long as if the putting's there, I think he wins this tournament.
Yeah, so Bet365 has each ways this week for one-fifth for a top five, I think it is. So you could play the plus 4,000 on the front leg, and then on the second leg of each way you would get you know, plus 800 for a top five, which I think has, that has a ton of value to me. Or actually it's 1/4. So you'd actually be getting 10-1, for a top five. So that's something that I'm pretty interested in. Top five across, actually, I guess you could actually get that at DK right now. You could get 10-1, but everywhere else is like 700 or 650 that I'm looking at. So, I think that works. I like Siwoo this week also.
And then I think something else that might provide us some value, like Tyrell Hatton, top five. There's probably a lot of value there. I'm not sure. The around the green game is kind of iffy with him at Pete Dye courses. But here specifically, I mean, it's not all that important. So.
Yeah, I think Hatton is interesting. I think being able to get him at plus 125 for a top 20 right now feels like a steal. I don't see a ton of situations where he doesn't land in the top 20, right? Like, I think that's whether you really like him or not, he's just like a class golfer, and a top 20 here seems pretty firmly in the realm of possibility there.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I don't know. Who else are we? Is there a ton, like, where else is the value going to be on the board here? What about Lee Westwood? Right. I feel like there's value on Lee Westwood. Even if you want to do it from a top 10, a top five, or a win outright, there's, you gotta have probably value one there. All right.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going there. Cam Davis for a top 20 at plus 450 at DK is a ton of value. I'm definitely gonna actually go to bet that. Immediately. I didn't even notice that before. Yeah. I saw a bunch of 300s at other places, but for some reason DK this week, for some reason DK seems to have like the best top 20 odds, like almost across the board. At least of the books that I'm looking at. Like I have 365, FanDuel, MGM, like all these books that I'm looking at, it seems like DK has like inflated top 20 lines, in my opinion. Maverick McNeely, plus 800 compared to plus 500 elsewhere. I'm mostly treading pretty light this week. I don't really feel, I feel like I can add some things during the week. I think that a course like this in particular, there's such an emphasis on ball striking because of the small greens that like, I really feel like I want to see a round or two before taking any big positions on anybody. Like I'll probably play a lot more head to heads and I'll probably add a lot more live bets for finish position throughout the weekend, more so than I typically do, because what I'm putting on my card to start the week is just going to be so light.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we want to target ball striking over all else, what about Emiliano Grillo? When I say Grillo, fucking hell. But yeah, I mean, he is, if we want to like condense things into the last 50 rounds that all these guys have played on Pete Dye courses, he's third best. He's better than Cantlay, Paul Casey, even Siwoo.
I mean, there's some sample problems there, Evan, let's be honest.
Yes, however,
All of that notwithstanding, I make him like plus 300 ish for a top 20, which seems like right around what the market has him at. So, that's fine. I don't really see I don't see a situation where I'm like putting an outrighter in each way on him, but yeah, if you want to root for Emiliano, why not?
If he's good odds, I'll root for him. You know, yeah. Relatively. All right. What about good old Chez? We want Chez this week.
Has he even like golfed lately?
I don't remember seeing his name recently.
Does he exist?
I hope he exists. My brand relies on it. He last played at the Honda.
Yeah, that seems bad.
Yeah, he missed the cut at the Honda. He missed the cut at the Players. 49. His last respectable performance was a 16th at the AT&T Pro-Am.
Yeah, that was like months ago. Yeah,
2 months ago.
I'm good on Chez.
Yeah.
Good try. Huh? Good try. Yeah, no. I don't, like I said, I don't really see a ton more value anywhere. I really feel like I want to wait and see how guys start off and try and see who, you know, whose putter is gonna catch up and heat up a little bit and go from there.
Now, if we want to entertain my brand just a little bit more, Lucas Glover, his last two tournaments, two top 20s. He had 19th at the Honda, 4th at Valero. He's an interesting guy. And he's been a decent ball striker at Pete Dye courses.
Great. No. You really we have to close the show with this stuff.
I don't have a rule sheet that says I can't.
SMH. That's all I have to say.
What are you gonna do with me? Can't do anything. I don't
know. Trying to get ready for yours. All right, this has been Bogey Free. Make sure you hop in the listener league. Good luck in your contest this week, and we will talk soon. See ya.
Take care.